From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey there, Des Moines, I'm the man, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Des Moines Civic Center in Des Moines, Iowa, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We are so grateful to be making our Iowa debut. Now, it's great to be here. Now, everybody in Iowa complains about how the national media only cares about Iowa once every 4 years, you know, because of the first in the nation, Iowa caucuses. But I want to tell you, we at Wait Wait are not like that. No, there is absolutely no way we would ever come here in January. Are you kidding me? We're going to be talking to CNN's Jake Tapper about what he has observed on his many trips here. But first, it's your turn to answer our questions. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Abby Lublin from Troy, New York.
Hey, Abby, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Now, Troy, New York is upstate, right along the Hudson?
Correct.
Yes, and what do you do there?
I am an educator and a mom.
Oh, I see. Do you find your own kids easier or harder to deal with than the kids you have to teach?
My kids are wonderful and awesome, and I love being with them. I'm currently teaching my 2-year-old how to be nice to his little sister.
I see. And you're saying that because you realize this is on tape, and someday they may be able to hear it.
Correct.
Well, good. Abby, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's the host of Public Radio's Live Wire. It's Luke Burbank. Hey, Abby.
Hey, Luke.
Next, it's a feature writer for the Washington Post Style section. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Roxanne.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
Great.
And voted 2015's sexiest man alive in his own self-published magazine, it's Tom Baudet.
Hello, Abby.
Hi, Tom.
So, Abby, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis will start us off this week, as he often does, by doing 3 quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify, explain 2 of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, the voice of the immortal Carl Castle, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay, here is your first quote.
You find a Democrat that's for cutting taxes, I'll give him a warm kiss.
That was presidential candidate and erotic poet Jeb Bush speaking at what big event Wednesday night?
At the 3rd Republican debate.
Yes, you've even kept track of them. Very good, Adam. The debate on Wednesday had winners, losers, and one member of The Walking Dead. That's Jeb Bush. The quote you just heard, fear The Walking Dead. The quote you just heard tells you all you need to know about why Jeb Bush is failing as a candidate. He tried to rally hardcore conservatives around him with the image of him French kissing Bernie Sanders.
I do think that the format is problematic because everybody on stage, in particular with the Republicans because there are so many candidates, the format is such that when you finally get to talk, you want to try to filibuster. And then it's hard for the TV moderators, in this case CNBC, to sort of rein in the candidates. And they're just talking, and then they're arguing with them. And I'm like, there's got to be a way to control these guys. We have like an underground fence in this country that will keep a golden retriever from running into the street.
Yeah,
there has to be a way to apply that technology to these candidates.
You know that these guys, some of these guys, the problem with that.
So like, what, we shock them?
Yeah, shock collars.
Right, well, they have those bark collars.
I also, like, I mean, sort of politics aside, I find the rise of Ben Carson to be surprising because he needs to really talk to his doctor about his Ambien prescription.
Yeah. He is very, very calm. Did you notice that unlike the other candidates, Ben Carson is actually wearing one of those airplane neck pillows in case he just nodded off?
But to be the devil's advocate with I mean, he's a neurosurgeon, right? I mean, isn't that the sort of the demeanor you want in the guy who's about to cut your head open?
Somnolent?
Well, yeah, no, it's just
I'd like him to be awake.
Calm, calm, assured, this is going to go great. We do this all the time. There's nothing to worry about.
Everything's going to be fine.
And that might actually work in the Oval Office, you know? It could be yes, the Russians are attacking our southern border. And
all right, Abby. Abby, here is your next quote.
Let's keep Paul Ryan in our prayers.
That was one of many people on Twitter reaching out to Congressman Paul Ryan to offer sympathy as what great tragedy befell him this week.
He became the Speaker of the House.
Yes, indeed. It took a month of begging to get Paul Ryan to take the job. They had to beg and plead and cajole him and promise not to stab him in the back like they did to John Boehner. Finally, he relented. And if Ryan flames out, the House will have to resort to actual kidnapping. The next speaker will just be a guy who wakes up behind the podium during the State of the Union in a bathtub filled with ice with his kidney missing.
I can't wait to read about, in his memoir someday 30 years from now, what the signing bonus was.
Oh, I know. Well, as you know, he laid down a bunch of conditions, one of which was he gets to spend time with his family. He wants to spend time with his family. Sounds noble. Terrible mistake. You can't start a job in Congress by saying you want to spend more time with your family. What do you say when you have to resign in disgrace? I want to spend all my time with my family. I cannot stay away from my family for a moment.
Who would want this job? The last guy who had it cried all the time, constantly complained. And during the course of his tenure as speaker, he gradually turned orange. So Paul Ryan must be like, sounds great. I also want to be a sad pumpkin. Yeah.
Did you see, they showed his family, they were there in the gallery, and the daughter, the teenage daughter, Eliza, she did not look happy about this. Like, at all.
Oh, but to be fair, come on, teenage girls are not happy about anything.
Well, no, it's true.
Oh, I hate it when you're Speaker of the House.
Speaker.
That's already what we call him.
All right, Abby. Abby, here is your last quote.
Oh, my God. Everything is bad for us.
That was a chef in Florida reacting to news that what might cause cancer.
Oh, I totally saw it. Processed meat, like bacon.
Yeah, all meat, basically, meat. So great news from the WHO. Eating meat, which we already knew was bad, eating meat will now give you cancer to go with your cardiac disease, your paralyzed lower intestine, and your thighs like runaway blimps. It's not all meats, I should say. It's red meat that includes beef, pork, and lamb, plus any cured meats like sausage and bacon. If you're confused, there is a lot. Just use this simple rule. If it tastes good, you cannot have it.
So what kind of cancer does it cause? I mean, I'm...
Colon cancer.
Is that a fast-acting cancer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what I mean.
I'm just thinking, maybe the heart attack will get me first and the cancer is just sort of moot,
you
know?
Yeah, it's going to be, because people will be just like with cigarettes, because we found out cigarettes cause cancer. People did not stop smoking. They'll find reasons to still eat meat. They'll be like, oh, I only eat meat when I'm drinking. I'm a social carnivore. I can't tell you why. I just feel sexier with a strip of bacon in my mouth.
Now, is... I've been smoking pepperoni sticks. Is that still okay?
That's bad.
This brings up a good point. I don't know if you saw the press conference where this announcement happened, but did anyone else notice that the scientists that did this research looked a lot like two pigs in a trench coat?
Just standing one on top of the
other. Yeah.
Yes, it's very bad for you.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Bill, how did Abby do in our quiz?
Abby has a lot to talk to her babies about. She got three straight. They're
well
all right.
Done.
Thanks.
Well done, Abby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.